Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, from days of school, I grew up in a parochial school, and my teachers would always have us memorize passages from the Bible. And we had to do this even for confirmation class. Now, I can tell you, I didn't like it. The last thing that I wanted to do. And you know what? I don't think that I really understood everything that I had to memorize. Now, some people today would look back and see that and say, these children don't understand what's going on. Why make them memorize things that they don't understand? And what kid are you going to find who's going to say no to that? But I can tell you now that I look back and back on that time of cruel oppression by my parents and teachers, I look back on that time now as a gift. I didn't really realize it until college, till I realized that Scripture so permeated my memory that even during high school, when I didn't really think it was all that important, that the word was still there, ingrained into my memory. That the word has been a gift that was given to me ever since that time, even if I didn't understand it all then. See, the understanding part continues, and it continues even today. But the gift has always been there, and no one can take it away. Now, sometimes we feel like we just don't get it. Sometimes it's because of our stubbornness to understand things the way that we want to, and we simply refuse to listen to our brothers and sisters as they're talking to us. And it shows is that we don't always love our neighbors as ourselves, and we treat them as ends to our own pride. Sometimes we just don't get it when it comes to this life. We turn on the news and we hear about violent crimes. And we mourn and we just don't get it. We run into difficulties of life, home, friendships, family, work, friendships that have turned sour. And maybe we say, God, I just don't get it. Why am I going through this right now, of all times? Whether it be something trivial like the internet goes out, or something more serious like an illness or the loss of a loved one. Well, the disciples were confused this morning, but they were confused with Jesus' own words. They were confused with Jesus' own words in this text this morning. And all of this talk about a little while and no longer you will see me, and a little while and you will see me. And they just weren't sure what Jesus is talking about. Remember how last week the Pharisees were asking Jesus to speak plainly to them? Well, now this morning our text has even the disciples wanting Jesus to just speak plainly with them. See, the people closest to Jesus at this time aren't getting it either. Even Jesus' own words. But Jesus has something important for us, for those disciples of his then and even now. He's giving them his words that even though they don't make sense to them at this time, they will be important later. A little while and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while and you will see me. What is Jesus talking about? See, the disciples don't understand, but Jesus does speak a little more plainly with them. So he says he must go to the Father. They will mourn and while the world rejoices. And then things will be flipped. They will rejoice when they see him again. But you know, they still don't fully get it until Jesus gives the Holy Spirit. Standing there in their midst, risen from the dead, giving His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit enlightens hearts and minds and declares plainly what Jesus has to give us. He speaks not of His own authority, but of Jesus. The Holy Spirit guides into all truth. Jesus says, He will take what is mine and declare it to you. See, the Spirit doesn't speak apart from Jesus. The Spirit who Jesus sends brings it out all plainly in His word. A little while refers to Jesus' time with the disciples before He's about to die on the cross. The disciples will no longer see Him. They will no longer see Him and they will mourn. They will cry out to God and wonder why. And all the while the world will rejoice at the death of this King. And the disciples will be scattered and leave Him alone to die. And that is just what happened as Jesus is arrested and His disciples flee. Only Jesus is left there to die on the cross. But a little while, and they will see Him. A little while, and they will see Him and rejoice at the sight of their risen Lord. And no one will be able to take their joy from them. See, while these events are happening, no one gets it. But Jesus gives the Holy Spirit to declare plainly what is His. He gives it to grant life and joy. And what He gives, no one can take away. The Spirit declares the word of Jesus, that Jesus' death and time away from the disciples is God's plan for redemption, God's plan for the redemption of the world. Jesus went to the cross to bear upon Himself all of our sin. Jesus took it and died to save the world. A free gift. It's done. It is finished. He did it for all. He did it for you. He rose from the dead, conquering death, validating every word that He spoke. Every word spoken before His death, at His cross, and as a resurrected Lord. Every word He speaks is the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the Spirit declares it all plainly. Not just to those disciples back then. No, He declares it what Jesus says to you today as well. We are not in the dark when it comes to Jesus. Jesus' word is plain for you today. It's plain and it's in the open for all the public to see. At one time, Jesus spoke in a veiled way with parables and words that were hard to understand, but now He speaks plainly and in the open for all to see and hear. He speaks plainly to you at the waters of your baptism. As you were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, as you were baptized in His name, He says to you today, "You're mine." And at His table, He says plainly to you, "Take and eat my body and blood for your forgiveness." And at absolution, what you heard just a moment ago, He says, "I forgive you all of your sins." And the Spirit declares these things to you today through His word. The Spirit declares these things to you because God delights in giving you His kingdom. And He speaks them to you today because He seeks to give you joy, seeks to give you life. It's the kind of joy that transcends this world's understanding, so that even when you suffer in this world, you may have a peace in knowing that the Lord has not forgotten you, that the trials of this life are short in comparison to the exceeding joy that is to come. The pain, the heartache, and all that other tribulation that you might face in this life, that you might not ever understand, will have an end one day. When Jesus declares and delivers His word by the Spirit, you have received something plainly today. You have received something concrete to hold on to. You have received the promise For Jesus says, in the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. See, the Christian life doesn't promise a life without tribulation in this world. You'll have it. It doesn't promise you that you'll have the answers to all the whys of why all the bad things happen in this world. But Jesus does promise something to you that no one in this world can take away. He promises you his forgiveness. Right now, you have it full in Jesus. He's paid the price in full, and it's for you right now. He promises you his life. Jesus has set you in a new life. Revel in the joy of your Lord. He gives you the promise that one day all those dead in him will rise again to new life. He promises you his salvation. He promises you his salvation today, that one day it will be manifest to the whole world. No one can take it away from you. And that is how firm Jesus' promise is to you today. It's for you. He speaks plainly to you today so that you are not in the dark, but that you might simply receive his word. He promises it to you today. Jesus says, in the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Amen.